Overview of verb tenses. Okay, let's take a look at the table that you see here, which gives an overview of all of the verb tenses in English. You'll see that on the left, it's divided into different sections: present tense, past tense, future tense, and then the perfect and perfect progressive tenses. They're a little bit more advanced. In the center column, there are example sentences. And on the right are the rules for when to use these different tenses, the meaning. When should you choose them? Let's first look at the simple present tense. The example sentence is, I work. And we use the simple present tense when we're talking about general statements, when we're making general statements, stating a truth, a fact, talking about permanent situations, habits or habitual activities, things that we do every day activities or events. Present progressive is formed by using a form of the verb be plus adding ing to the base or simple form of the verb. For example, I am working. We use the present progressive tense to talk about activities or events that are in progress at the moment of speaking. They are happening at the moment of speaking. So when we say, I am working, that means right now. I am working now. I started working before. I'm working now, and I probably will continue working into the future for some period of time. So the progressive tense, sometimes called the continuous, emphasizes a length or period or duration of an activity, how long something takes place. So those are the two most common tenses that we use to talk about activities or events in the present time. Now let's look at two past tense verb tenses. Simple past. For example, I worked. We add ed to regular verbs to form the simple past. We use the simple past to talk about a completed activity or event in the past, something that started and finished in the past. I worked means I worked in the past, but I'm done now. I am not working anymore. Past progressive, again, remember progressive is formed by be plus ing. The example sentence is, I was working. Past progressive is used for an activity or event that was in progress for a period of time in the past. I was working might mean that you began working at 9 o'clock a.m. and you finished at 11 o'clock. You could say, I was working for 2 hours. Now let's look at the two possibilities for future tense. Simple future is formed in two ways. We can say, I will work, or we can say, I am going to work. There are some subtleties, some differences in meaning between will and am going to, so you'll need to look into the simple future tense a little bit deeper in your grammar book. But the basic rule is that simple future is used for predictions or plans in the future. And it can also be used for a decision made at the moment of speaking. For example, you forgot your wallet? Oh, I will help you. I will pay for you. When you make a decision at the moment of speaking for something that you're going to do in the future, you can use the word will. Future progressive, again, be plus ing. The example sentence is, I will be working. This form is used to talk about an activity or event that will be in progress for a period of time in the future. Remember that progressive or continuous tense emphasizes the duration of an activity, how long it's going to last, or the fact that it's in progress for a period of time. Now let's look at the perfect tenses and perfect progressive tenses. They are more advanced. Remember that the perfect tense is formed by the verb have plus the past participle. For example, I have worked. The example sentence sounds incomplete, but let's focus on the verb form here. Have worked is present perfect. We use present perfect for several different situations, but for this lesson, let's focus on the meaning that you see on the right. Present perfect is used to talk about an activity or event that began in the past and continues until present time. You might say, I have worked at this company for 5 years. That means I began working there 5 years ago, and I am still working there today. So again, this example sentence does sound somewhat incomplete, but we're just focusing on the verb form here. Present perfect progressive combines present perfect, have plus past participle, with the progressive tense. Now we're adding ing onto it. So it's have plus been, which is the past participle of be, plus ing. I have been working. This tense is used to express how long an activity or event has been in progress. It really focuses on the amount of time that the activity has been in progress. Past perfect, have plus past participle. The example sentence is, I had worked. Notice that we take the verb have and now we put it in past tense. I had worked. We use past perfect to express an activity or event that was completed before another activity in the past. So usually past perfect is used when we're talking about two past events. You might say, I had worked at Company A before I took a job with Company B. Two past events. Past perfect progressive combines past perfect with the progressive ing. For example, I had been working. Again, this sentence sounds incomplete, but we're just keeping it short to focus on the verb form. This tense emphasizes the duration or how long an activity was in progress before another activity in the past. You might say, I had been working at Company A for 5 years before I quit. Two past events. And now let's talk about future perfect and future perfect progressive. These verb tenses are more advanced and less common, but we'll include them here so that you have a complete overview of all the verb tenses. Future perfect, have plus the past participle, also includes the word will or be going to. Future perfect expresses an activity or event that will be completed before another event in the future. So again, with perfect tense, future perfect, just like past perfect, we're talking about two events in the future. You might say, I will have worked for Company A for 5 years next January. So we're talking about two events in the future. And future perfect progressive, where we add ing, I will have been working, sometimes has the same meaning as future perfect. It emphasizes the duration, how long the event will be in progress before another event in the future. I will have been working for Company A for 10 years next October. Again, remember that future perfect and future perfect progressive are more advanced and not as common as the other verb tenses.